Hi, and welcome to Glad Tidings. We have Pastor Gwen Chu bringing us the word today. We pray that this word will change your life.
I want to praise the Lord for what He's been doing in our church. And you know, we could hardly dismiss the first service because we know that God's presence was so powerfully moving even in that service. And you know, this message was inspired because 2 weeks ago, before we moved back into this sanctuary, we were still in Hall 1. At the end of that service, someone came up to me and passed me a gift. And that gift was this gift. It was an aroma oil, right? And the aroma oil is actually frankincense and myrrh. And that was when I was reminded about the incense of worship. And as we come back into this sanctuary, this place of worship, this auditorium, no matter how we renovate it, no matter how we refurbish it, whatever we change in here, whether we tear it down in the future and rebuild it, whatever it is, if it is void of the presence of God, it is no different from any other rented auditorium. If we are just going to have all this nice facade but void of the presence, this place is no different from a hall outside. And this place, that's why we did what we did last week, where we consecrated and we set this place apart for as a place of worship. This is a house of worship. This is a house of prayer. This is a house of praise. And the presence of God must be felt in this place. The presence of God must be in this place. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. Some of you are wondering, why are the doors closed and only a certain time we allow people to come in? Not because it's a fanciful thing to do, but because we want all those who are serving, in fact, those who are serving in the first service comes much, much earlier to come in, whether they are traffic controllers, whether they are ushers, worship team, AV team, everyone who is involved in carrying and being the bearer of the service and having ownership of the service, they are here early to pray. We're praying and we're saturating. We're saying, God, we can't do this by ourselves. We can't have service. It's just another run, another service. This is the house of worship. And the presence of God must abide. We're desperately seeking for the presence of God to fill every chair, every part of this sanctuary. And there are places outside as well. If you come early, there are places outside. There are rooms designated for you to pray and to also intercede if you want to. But if not, you can fellowship with one another and let's have good conversations that encourage each other to come in prepared for worship. Amen? So we want to encourage you to do that. As we come into this place, we want to be prepared that because this is a sanctuary, a habitation of God's presence. Amen? For those of you who are still joining us online, we want to encourage you, if you can, come here. Come here, join us together with the corporate worship and let's worship the Lord together. But we want to thank God for those who are online as well. We want to thank God because your presence and you are so precious to each and every one of us as well. We want to encourage you. Let's worship the Lord wherever you're at. This is the presence of God. This is a place where the presence of God is. So in the days, that was when I was reminded with this, I started reading from the book of Exodus again on how the tabernacle was built. And you know how it is in the Old Testament. When God gives specific instruction for the building of the tabernacle, every material that is used, every ingredient that is used has a purpose and has a symbolism or has something that is trying to teach the people something. It's never a coincidence. It's never something that he just plucks out of the air. I think I like this material. God gave specific instructions. And here was the specific instruction to make the incense that was to be placed outside. We've gone through this before. The tabernacle has got three parts to it. And in the holy place, there is a table just before the Holy of Holies where it's called the table of worship or where the incense is. And it's this upon this table where they burn this incense, which is a mixture of the things that we read just now. They burn this incense, and every year, as the priest goes in during the Yom Kippur season, and he goes in, right, to ask for forgiveness on behalf of the people, he will first take some of that incense, put it in a censer, put his hand through the curtain, the veil, and then anoint that area first. So this was the incense that was used. It was a very special incense of worship. This incense was kept burning day and night. Day and night, this incense was kept burning. That's where you get the song, day and night, night and day, let incense arise, right? So this is where the worship of the people was really the prayers, the worship of the people represented through the incense. And from those days, God has always been a God that says, no, you cannot worship any other God but me and me alone. So when he gave this instruction to make this incense, he said, tell no one else to make this for themselves, for their own personal use. This incense is specifically for me. This particular concoction is specifically for me. As in the days of the old, it is still the same today. God is trying to tell us that you cannot worship two at any other gods. You cannot have any other idols in your life. Anything that takes your time away from God is an idol. You can't serve both one thing and you want to serve God as well. It has to be reserved for God and God alone. Your worship has to be reserved for God and God alone. No one else, nothing else can take his place. That was how specific it was. When he told them to make this, don't make it for anyone else. It is only for me. Have we replaced our worship with someone else or something else? Today, the title of my message is Odor or Aroma. Odor or Aroma. Flesh has an odor, but worship has an aroma. Flesh has an odor, but worship has an aroma. I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell them, you smell good. I really hope they do. I really hope that they really smell good, yeah? You smell good. You know, flesh has an odor, but worship has an aroma. You smell good. And this portion of scripture here was so specific when God told them to use these ingredients to make that incense of worship. And like I said, why he was so specific, a lot of times there is a lot of meanings to why specific ingredients were asked. And today we just want to go through some of these things and we want to learn together as well about bringing an aromatic worship unto the Lord through our lives. Amen. Thank God today we don't have to mix this kind of mixture before we can come into the presence of God. You and I are that worship. Our lives is that worship. But these things teach us, these ingredients teach us how we should bring our worship to the Lord every day of our lives. The first ingredient that was mentioned is a pure resin. But the name, if you look at other translations, they call it stacte. The first ingredient was called stacte. Can you turn to your neighbor and say stacte? Stacte, okay? Stacte. The first ingredient was called stacte. It is a very pure form of myrrh, okay? Pure form of myrrh. Myrrh, in the Hebrew language, right, is pronounced as mor, M-O-R, mor, and actually brings the meaning bitter. Bitter, okay? Bitter. And what an interesting ingredient to add into the worship, incense. I don't know about you, but you know, this myrrh here actually represents a few things. Number one, it represents suffering. It represents suffering. Myrrh represents worshiping even through the very tough times. It means worshiping even when everything is not perfect. It means worshiping even when I'm hurting. It means worshiping even when the doctor's report hasn't shifted, but I will continue to worship a God that is still worthy of my praise. You know, anybody can worship Him when things are good. Anybody can worship Him when all your prayers are answered. Anybody can worship Him when you're walking on water and everybody is clapping for you. But the tough part is to worship God when you are going through such a rough time yourself. How do you give God the glory when you hear news that you never thought that you would hear? How do you worship God when you are going through some situations in your life where you are so torn inside? How do you give Him the glory? Continue to sing of all the praises of God when you are struggling within. You see, some of you seated here, in fact, some of you didn't even feel like coming to church today. You didn't even feel like turning on the sermon today. But I'm so glad you're here. Because you didn't come for me, you didn't come for the worship team, you came for the Lord. You came because even though it was tough, you said, God, I still need to be here. Even though I didn't feel like it, I still need to be here. And that's the stacked-y kind of worship. A worship that comes when you're not even feeling like you want to do it. The second thing that it represents here, it represents death. Myrrh represents death. When the three wise men came to give gifts to Jesus, it was a prophetic gift. They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold represented his kingship. Frankincense represented his priesthood. And myrrh was a prophetic representation of his death. Why? Because myrrh used to be the main ingredient that was used in an embalming fluid. In those days, they would use myrrh to embalm a body. Who brings this kind of gift for a baby shower? You bring something that typifies death at a baby shower to a gift to a child. It's like how, you know, sometimes we say Chinese people, when you go for their birthday parties, especially the older folks, you don't give them a clock. Right? Because choy, you know what you're trying to say? My time is almost up. What are you trying to imply here? You know, and you don't do that. You don't bring a clock and give them, right? And this was the gift that the three wise men brought. They brought myrrh, which was actually to symbolize death. What a weird gift to bring. And true enough, that was a prophetic gift that was given to Jesus because he was born really to die for our sins. And when we worship God, it represents the dying to ourselves that need to happen all the time. Because a lot of times when we struggle, what we go through, a lot of times it's because it does not align with what God wants in our lives. And when it doesn't align, we struggle. When it doesn't align, we don't understand it. When it doesn't align, we feel very frustrated. And that's why it's so difficult to worship Him. It's so difficult to say, I surrender all, because you can't surrender it all because you don't understand it. And so many times I have come, whether it's in my private time of worship or whether it's a corporate time of worship, where the things I'm struggling with, decisions that I need to make, and I realize in those moments, it's always, most of the time, it's through worship that God says, you got to let go. And that's when I have to let go and say, God, you win. You win. How many of you know that you cannot fight with God? God always wins when? Yeah. He always wins. So don't bother fighting, okay? Because, right, no point when. He will always win. It's like 3 million versus 0, Gwen. God, 3 million, Gwen, 0. Because you know what? Every time he will win. And he must win. Because he knows exactly the plans that are in our lives. He knows the end from the very beginning. So who else to trust him better with your life than the one who created you? So this stacked worship, this myrrh, was a representation that we need to keep on surrendering to Him. What are you still holding on to? I pray that you will come to moments in your life where you will worship God, whether you're in your own home, whether you are driving, whether wherever it is, or in the corporate setting, that you worship and God will convict your heart to say, I surrender. Because surrendering means, God, you are bigger than those issues. You are more knowledgeable in what's going to happen than what I know and understand it to be. Amen.
We hope that you are enjoying the message so far. If you would like to know more about our church and get connected, head to our website at gladtidings.my. Thank you for listening. Now let's get back to the Word.
Number one, stacked-y, which represents bitterness, suffering, and death. And the thing we need to know here is this. This stacte, this pure resin gum, flowed from a balsam tree that oozed the resin, right, from morning, afternoon, and night. Morning, noon, and evening, they will continue to ooze. through the seasons, it will continue to ooze. And I'm praying and hoping that this church, and I'm believing with all my heart that we're raising disciples that will continue to ooze worship in the morning, noon, and night through every season. That it's not just a fair-weathered kind of worship, but it is a worship that is true in every season of our lives. And it will keep on oozing and oozing and oozing. How many of you walk past oozing, you know, trees that are oozing sap, right, and you brush, and then it will affect your baju, you know, it will kernel your clothes. That's the kind of worship that we believe we want. That, you know, as you worship, that you rub it off along with other people around you, on other people around you. As you ooze worship, even through the difficult moments, you affect those around you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to believe that with all my heart. That's the disciples that we want to raise in our church. People who will worship through every season of their lives. The second ingredient that was mentioned here is called onycha. Everybody say onycha. Like onycha, onycha, onycha is onycha, right? Onycha is a substance obtained from the closing flaps of a certain deep sea mollusk. It's from a shellfish that was found in the deep sea. Now, first, worship must come from a very deep place. Real worship means you are not going to be affected by it just based on your circumstances, your situation. You are deeper than that. You are much deeper than that. God's done too much for you and me to quit worshiping Him when times are tough. The sweet aroma that doesn't say I'm going to worship you based on what I'm experiencing right now. You and the Lord, you got history. You know that God has been faithful to you all the way then. He will continue to be faithful all the way to the end. Can somebody say amen? It's the kind of deep worship where people are so rooted in the Lord that no matter what storm they face, they will not be uprooted and blown away. No matter what circumstances you go through, you are still firm. Outwardly, it may be dry, it may be hard, all your leaves may have fallen off. But inside, you are still being nourished as you worship the Lord. It is the deep things that you are seeking God for. And this is what we desire that our people will become. People who dig deep into the Word. People who dig deep in worship. People who are not affected by just the outward, but will dig deep in every season of their lives. Every season of their lives. If 2023 has taught me anything, it is really to worship God in the deep places. Some of you know how difficult it was, 2023, for me. It was such a hard, hard year. Difficult year in so many ways. Personally, in ministry, whatever it was a tough year. And there were so many moments where I would drive all by myself and with the worship, just playing worship songs and worshiping God with tears flowing down my cheeks. And then when I get home, I can't even get out of the car because it was just so difficult to release a lot of things that I was going through. I don't know how many of you know what I'm talking about, because some of you actually do that as well. You just stop outside and you can't even go down yet. And you just wait there and you just worship. Those moments were raw. They were so precious and they were so real to me. If it has taught me anything, it has taught me not to worship God from a superficial place, but from a supernatural place. You worship God not from a superficial place, but from a supernatural place in Jesus' name. And that's what God is looking for, worshippers that will worship Him from a supernatural place, a place where miracles are things that don't happen in the normal, in the natural. Miracles are is a place where God does the supernatural in your life. And that's where you need to worship God from, not from the superficial, but from the deep things, from the deep. Onycha is said to have that smell that increase the smell of all the other ingredients. When you mix onycha together with the rest of the ingredients, it was called to be the aroma enhancer. The aroma enhancer. Okay, so when you add onycha to it, it will enhance the rest of the other ingredients. That's why it's so important to come together to worship God, because you know what? All of us brings a part of our worship. And when we come together and we worship God together, there is such a power that enhances the worship, enhances the flavors that come in, and we are here to worship God as one body of Christ with one voice. Amen? That's the onica that we're talking about, that you will be an enhancer in every situation that God puts you in. You enhance the beauty of the things that can come out from it. It may not be all great, but onica teaches us to dig deep. And today, can I go a little bit deeper with this word onica? Is that okay? Are you all right? Are you ready for a bit more deeper things? Yeah? Listen to this. Onica, in the Hebrew, the root word is this. Shakal, which means to roar like a fierce lion. To roar like a fierce lion. So many of us have been meowing in worship. There are times where we understand there is a sweet communion, be gentle in the presence of God, allow Him to move gently in our midst. Yes, I understand that. But I also need us to understand that worship is a weapon. It is a weapon of warfare. Worship, through worship, walls are torn down. Through worship, chains are broken. Through worship, breakthroughs happen in Jesus' name. Come on, let's give God the praise. But so many times we just in the presence of God. When God wants us to roar like a fierce lion. When we sing, our God is an roar. Awesome God, He reigns. Roar. It's not just singing songs. It's something that rises from within you. Let me tell you this. Why does a lion roar? There are a few reasons why the lions roar. But one of the main reasons why lions roar in natural is because it's a territorial call. It's a territorial call. Lions are highly territorial, okay? And the lion's roar is the loudest roar of all the cat family. Okay, it is said a lion's roar is about 114 decibels. 114 decibels. It's very loud. And it can be heard up to 8 kilometers away. 8 kilometers away, you can still hear a lion roaring when it's roaring at the loudest. 8 kilometers, you can still hear it. So in the zoo, right, when you hear a lion roaring, you don't think that it's just next door only. It's actually quite far away when in the reserve somewhere, in their little den somewhere. It's very loud. Let me put this into perspective. Humans' pain threshold, our pain threshold is 110 decibels. So if you stand too close to a lion when it's roaring, you don't only feel a sudden shiver down your spine, you actually feel physical pain. Because it is that loud. So when the lion roars for this territorial call, it's because it wants to define the space in which they are hunting to raise their cub to find food and water. So the roaring helps them establish their perimeters and their territory. So when a lion roars, it's essentially telling other lions, other male lions, you don't belong here. Get out of my territory. I don't want to fight you because you will sure lose. Please go away. It's basically sending a signal to say, shoo, go away. You don't want to mess with me. Guys, that's the power that you have in worship. Because when you declare our God is an awesome God, when you declare and you sing those praises to the Lord, you are literally telling the devil, get away in Jesus' name. You can't come near my territory. You can't come near my family. You can't come near my marriage. You can't come near my children. You can't come near my business. You can't come near me. Roar! That's the power of worship that is in yours and my life. We're telling the enemy, get away. Don't touch me. You have no right to touch me, and you don't want to mess with me because you will surely lose. You know why you will surely lose? Because God is for me. Who can be against me? If God is on my side, nothing can come against me. That's why you are roaring. And it's a roar of victory, a roar of praise. That's why the lions roar. And we need lions to roar today, every single day, to claim back the territory and to say that this is my life and my life belongs to the Lord. Amen? Amen. Third ingredient is called galbanum. Galbanum is a plant that when it's broken, it produces a cream-colored juice. In the Hebrew, the word is shelep, which means fat. How many of you have squeezed fat before? You know, if you boil fat, right, and you squeeze it, it's a cream-colored juice that comes out, right? Yeah, this was something like that. And it means the choicest part. Every time the Bible talks about bringing an offering to the Lord, it always talks about bringing your best to the Lord, bringing the choicest part to the Lord, the fats to the Lord. You know, I mean, if I lay here, if I'm being sacrificed, I think the Lord will be very happy with me because there are a lot of fats, you know, to be sacrificed. So, fats is the choicest part. As we're bringing, are we bringing the best part of worship, our best part of our lives to worship Him? Our best part of lives to worship Him. We can do so good in so many other ways. We can be, you know, on time for so many things. We can be so on top in our game with so many things. We give it our best out there. You can be a top achiever in your company, in whatever it is. But are you giving your best to the Lord? We can be running around chauffeuring our kids from one place to another, from one tuition to another activity, and you know, and give it our best. And then we come home, we give our leftover time to the Lord. Am I talking to real people here today? Are you giving your choicest part to the Lord? Are you giving Him your best in your worship? We need to get our priorities right. Be reminded of these priorities. That God must get the choicest part of our lives, of our worship, not the leftovers. Not the leftovers. Galbanum was also had medicinal value, and this is very, very interesting. Okay, I want you to pay attention what medicinal value galbanum has. Firstly, galbanum supports immune system, digestive system, respiratory systems, stimulates circulation and other body systems. It can be beneficial for arthritis, rheumatism, joint and muscle spasms. How many of you need some galbanum? Yeah, I think so. I think all of us need some galbanum. I think I pulled something when I was so excited just now. Galbanum is also an effective decongestant and may aid in reliefs of coughs, bronchitis, and associated colds. Historically used as a treatment for wounds such as cuts, inflammation, skin disorder, and supportive of aging skin. Come, who needs some of those? Oh, hallelujah. I think I also need. Yeah. Scar tissue and minor skin problems like acne. It's magic, man. This one, I never heard of this galbanum. Only when I studied it, I said, wow, it's so exciting. It's got so many. Galbanum might even help fight off certain types of bacteria because it's got an antibacterial component to it. That's how amazing galbanum is. And what does this represent in our worship? I want to say this to us. Worship represents healing. When we worship the Lord, it represents healing. Healing can flow through your worship. Healing can flow as you worship Him, as you begin to lift up the name of Jesus, that healing touch of the Lord flows through your life. Because worship always points you to focus on God, who is much greater than your sickness, much greater than anything, but focuses on the name of Jesus that is much higher, which is more powerful than any other name or any other diagnosis or any other problems that you have in Jesus' name. Amen? So worship brings about healing to your life. How many times we've heard of people when they were worshiping the Lord, that migraine that was there when they came into the church, but they had a migraine, but when they started worshiping, that migraine disappeared in Jesus' name. We've heard of how people who felt pains in their joint, and how when they started worshiping, they couldn't even lift up their hands, but as they started worshiping, suddenly their hands are all the way up because healing has taken place in Jesus' name. As they begin to worship the Lord, healing flows. Come on! It is not just a supplementary as you come to church. Oh, this is a part where we sing some songs. It is not. It is worship. It is warfare. It is healing in Jesus' name. Don't come late for worship. Don't miss out on worshiping the Lord every day of your lives as you're going to work, as you're going to wherever you're, whatever you're doing, as you start the day, as you end the day. Worship the Lord because it brings about healing body, soul, and spirit. Because a lot of times, a lot of things are unexplainable. A lot of things you can't even put a finger to. But as you worship the Lord, God can bring about that healing into your heart, into your spirit. So I want to encourage you, worship the Lord. That's the onika kind of worship. The onika kind of worship that will still apply the worship, that healing balm. If no matter what we are going through, we will still pray that God, as I worship you, healing is flowing through my body. Healing is flowing through my soul. Healing is flowing through my emotions. Healing is flowing through my spirit in Jesus' name. Don't allow any sickness, don't allow any disease to rob worship from you. Those of you who are watching live streaming with us, those of you watching online, some of you may not be well. And today I'm so glad you tuned in here. You continue to worship the Lord, because as you're worshiping the Lord, healing can flow through you right now in that bed of yours where you're resting in Jesus' name. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Amen. The fourth ingredient that was in this concoction was called frankincense. Not Frankenstein, huh? Frankincense. This is a very interesting spice or ingredient. Because if you know anything about frankincense, frankincense comes from a tree that produces the frankincense resin, of course, but it was not so easily harvested. It was a very difficult process to get frankincense. Those of you who are into aromatherapy or whatever, you will know what some of these things. Because frankincense, you wound the tree, you cut the tree the first time, white color resin flows out. And you can't use that. Although it smells nice, but you can't use it. A few days later, they go back to that tree and cut on that same place again. And more of those juice comes out. And you still can't use it. You still can't use it. Only after a few more days, they go back to that same tree and they cut at that same area again. And that third time of cutting is when pure frankincense flows out. Wow. That's when pure frankincense flows out. Now, what does that have to do with our worship? How do you respond when you're going through seasons after seasons after seasons of being wounded and going through one challenge after another? I'm wounded everywhere, multiple times. So many times when it rains, it actually pours. It's not just trickles and drizzles. It's pouring. It's so difficult. How do you even come in here when you know that when you go back to work tomorrow or when you start the day on Monday again or even as you walk out here, things are going to bombard you again and again. It is so difficult to even raise your hands to the Lord through these wounded moments because God, you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? This is happening, this is happening, and this is also happening, and this, everything is happening all at the same time. I'm suffocating, I'm dying. I can't even sing that song. God is an awesome God, really? If He's so awesome, why are all these things happening to me? Now let me say this to you. I don't believe that God orchestrates our sufferings. Listen, don't miss this. I don't believe God orchestrates our sufferings. But there are times He allows it. Because in allowing us to go through some of the things that we have gone through, it has drawn out some of the most pure worship that has flown through our hearts, our mouths, and our spirit. Just like that plant, the first time it was wounded, they had some things that were oozing out. Second time it was wounded, some things were still flowing out, but it was still not good enough. And then the third time it was wounded, that's when pure frankincense was produced. The devil should have left you alone because as he was planning all these things to hurt you and cause things to happen to you, that was meant to divide you, that was meant to draw you away from God, it became the catalyst that draw you closer to Him in Jesus' name. Come on, can somebody say amen? Those very things were the things that the devil thought would draw you away, would cause you to turn your back on God. But those were the very things that became the catalyst that drew you closer to Him, where pure worship flowed out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your lives shall flow worship that was so genuine, so pure, so aromatic, that was pleasing unto the Lord. Because God knows, because some of us are not going to worship until we go through some tough times in our lives. Some of us are not going to get into His presence and desperately seeking Him until we go through some really rough moments in our lives. God doesn't orchestrate it, but He doesn't waste it. He's using every one of those ingredients to create God's His destiny in your life. He doesn't waste anything that you go through. That's the kind of pure worship that flows from within. He's not the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion, and He will not allow us to endure the attacks just for no reason, and He will help us through. He will give us the grace to go through whatever that we are going through. But He used it all so that you will be drawn closer to Him. Another interesting fact about frankincense is this. It was collected in the nighttime, not in the daytime. They will collect it when the sun is down. One of the reasons why is because when the sun is down, it's not so hot. It hardens. The frankincense hardens on the bark and they can scrape it off. And what they call this frankincense that it hardens on the bark, the resin that hardens on the bark is tears. 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 Some of us may be going through a night season where it seems so dark and you're so unsure of what is ahead. And you've been crying unto the Lord, God, how long more? How long more? How long more do I have to go through this? And I want you to know God hears your cry. He collects all these tears in the night season and it becomes like a worship unto Him. He hears you. The worship that comes from that deep place of woundedness, that battering from the things of the world. The badgering and the battering and all these things that are happening in your life brings out worship. I want to say this to us. Worship is right even when life is wrong. I think there are only three believers in this house. Come on. Worship is right even when life is wrong. Can somebody say amen? It's right even when life goes wrong, when things don't go right, you don't understand what's going on, you don't know what is ahead of you. It is still the right thing to do in Jesus' name. And lastly, it's the ingredient salt. All four of these ingredients were mixed and stirred together and they were salted. The Bible says it was mixed together and it was salted. We all know that salt is a preservative. Nothing preserves better than salt. And I want to say this to you, nothing preserves you in any season like worship. Nothing preserves you in any season like what worship can do for your life. Worship is going to preserve you even through the hardest moments of your life. Worship is going to preserve you from not getting overly proud when things are going right. Worship is going to preserve you when you are going through some moments where you are unsure. Worship is going to preserve you in the moments you are so sure also. Because worship is a salt, is a preservative, and worship preserves you through every season of your life. Can someone say amen? And that's why we need people that will worship God no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the season may be. God, I'm going to season this season with worship. I'm going to saturate this season with worship. We're here to build disciples that will not just worship when it's good. We're going to worship God even in the toughest of seasons. And when it's good, we're going to keep worshiping because we recognize it is only because God has been so good. Not because we are so clever. We are worshiping a God through every season of our lives. When you say, Lord, I don't understand, but I will choose to give you glory anyway. When you don't understand, but you're still worthy of praise. And if you just burn the incense of worship in your hearts to meet with Him face to face, even when it's hard, even when the words can't seem to come out. Some of you found it difficult to even raise your hands today. Because of the seasons that you're going through. But I'm so glad you came. Because He still deserves all the glory for everything that you are going through. So often our lives, we live lives not in the spirit, but in the flesh. Because what we see in the flesh, in the natural, is so real. So instead of bringing an aroma of worship, we begin to stink. Our lives stink. I say our because it includes me. I still struggle some days. I was reminded of a scripture and I was doing a committal service, a funeral service a week ago. Do you know Job chapter 1, verse 20 and 21? It says this, "Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and he worshipped." He worshipped. What did he do? He worshipped. "And he said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.'" Huh. I don't know how this man does it. Do you know that when he said this, it was not because he had everything under control. It was great. This verse was written when he was at the lowest of his lowest when he heard so many bad news one after another, being wounded one time, two times, three times, four times. First, he found out that all his donkeys were stolen. Second, he found out in the same breath, the next person came in and rushed him and said, oh, your sheep has all been burnt because the whole farmhouse burnt. Your sheep and your cattle have all been destroyed. Then the third thing that came in was saying that all your camels have been stolen and been taken away. Everything that he had, suddenly he lost. But the worst part was the fourth messenger that came and said, your children were having a party in the house. And a strong wind came and the entire house collapsed and all of them died. How do you say, God, blessed be your name because you are still worthy to be praised? Worship is right, even when life is wrong. Today, I want to pray that God will cause this church to have an aroma. And every single one of you will carry that aroma, that fragrance of Christ wherever you go. That people will not be repelled when they know that you're a Christian. They will not be repelled and say, this is what you call Christian. That when you invite them for our healing rallies that's going to come even for a Good Friday and Easter for healed, that they will say, yeah, I want something that he's got. What's going on in his life, although he's going through so much hell, and yet he seems there is such a peace on his heart, on his face, and in his countenance. Sure, I want to come for whatever you're having because I want a piece of what you have. And that's the aroma that comes forth from our lives. Despite the icky, the yucky, and the unpleasant things that are going through, that you are going through right now.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have been encouraged, make sure to follow us on Spotify. To get connected or find out more about the life of our church, visit us on our website at gladtidings.my or follow us on social media. Have a blessed week.